This is KCBX, Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. I'm Randall White. A massive costume collection aggregated over three decades on the Central Coast is being sold to a theater group in the area. As KCBX reporter Jordan Bell explains, the transfer signifies an end of an era while providing a big upgrade for one local nonprofit.
More than 5,000 costumes will be making their way to a storage facility at Camp San Luis in the coming days. The outfits are the inventory of Costume Capers, a locally owned shop that closed its doors after this year's Halloween season. The owners first opened their doors in downtown SLO back in 1985, but in recent years found it difficult to compete with large seasonal costume providers and chain stores. Back in September, when the closure was first announced, the owners told KCBX they were hoping the inventory would remain local, preferably with a theater company. And that's exactly how it's played out. Patty Thayer is the Slow Little Theater Company's communications and development director. She says her organization is hoping for community donations in the coming months to help with this purchase.
It's a crunch for us right now, but we can do it. It was not in our budget for this year to be able to make a purchase like this, but it was an opportunity we couldn't pass up. So basically the donations will come in to fill in what we will be spending of money that was not budgeted.
Other costs include converting the empty Camp San Luis storage space to house costumes. Thayer says an estimated 75 to 80% of future shows will be costumed with the new inventory, and that should continue for years to come. Jordan Bell, KCBX News.